Here we are at the Cattle Industry Convention. With me is Forrest Roberts, who is CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And first of all, Forrest, this is one heck of a record-breaking convention.
It has been a great week here in Music City. We topped well over 8,000 attendees, which I believe our previous record was back in 1998 at the centennial of around 6,835. So we feel great about the attendance. The weather's been really nice. That also helps. Mother Nature works in your favor. But we've had a great week here in Nashville. And, you know, the sense that I have of folks all across the U.S. from coast to coast and from border to border here this week has been a lot of optimism about the future of this industry. And you know, people have come in here to educate themselves about how they can be more efficient in their operations and hopefully more profitable. They've had an opportunity to engage with producers, develop relationships, again, all across the industry. But, you know, Music City is an area where you can have a little fun, too, with your family. And so they've had an opportunity to do that as well. But just a sense of optimism that we haven't seen in our industry in quite some time. And we fully respect, I go back to the area of the country where I'm from in South Texas, west of San Antonio. Naturally, they're still in a drought in that part of the world, have had a little moisture here recently. But, you know, when you look at the industry as a whole, I can say with a lot of confidence that it doesn't matter whether you're 20 years of age or 70 years of age. It is a great time to be involved in the cattle industry and what I would sense to be an opportunity of a lifetime. And the opportunity, especially at the cow-calf sector of our industry, to grow our cow herd over the next 3 to 5 years. You know, Cindy, I could see us maybe moving to from 30 million head to 35 here in the next 5 to 6 years. The demand is there for our product, and that is a really neat situation to be in, but we need to grow this cow herd.
Well, yeah, that's the big point. We had USDA numbers coming out this week, smaller than expected. People have said it's the smallest cow herd in their lifetime. But prices are better than ever, and demand is better than ever.
It absolutely is. When we look at consumer demand for beef, and not just domestically, but globally, mm-hmm. we have, I feel, again, an opportunity of a lifetime to, when we look at all of the analysis, we feel that if you go to 55 to 57 pounds on a per capita basis of supply, if we move that back to 60 pounds or even to 2004 levels of 65 pounds of per capita net beef supply, that's going to require 3, maybe 5 or 6 million cows to fuel that level of demand that we have today at higher prices. So a great position to be in and an opportunity of a lifetime for growth.
But at the same time, you can't just sit on your laurel because all it takes is one bad regulation to really put a hurt on this industry. And you've had some that you're beating back, but still some challenges ahead. And really, that's the importance of NCBA, to watch out for producers in Washington, D.C.
Absolutely. We begin by focusing through all of our work through the checkoff of enhancing and fueling demand for beef here domestically. Then we work to gain access to a lot of these key export markets all around the globe. And then third is right at the heart of what you were saying, and that is how do we build that beef business climate for producers so that they can have one outcome. At the end of the day, if our team does our job, we're going to be able to give beef producers the freedom to operate responsibly. And that's a big deal in today's times. And that is why our team is so focused every day. That's why NCBA is built the way that it is, and it's really a neat organization to be involved with. I am proud and honored to honor cattlemen each and every day with this outfit.
Well, last thing, for those producers who are not members of NCBA, what would you say to them?
I would say, first, we would love to have you as a member of NCBA. Secondly, I would say thank you for all you're doing to produce a beef eating experience that we can help market and position for you with consumers all around the globe. And I'll guarantee you this, we will be able to help you be more profitable and more sustainable and more efficient, and we welcome you to be a part of our organization.
All right, thank you very much. Here at the Cattle Industry Convention in Nashville, Music City, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.